Heavenly Father, we trust you, and we believe your word, and we believe that all things are working out for us, our good. And, Lord, as we come before you, the master of this call, we thank you, Lord, that this call will be clear. We thank you for the word that is going to come forward. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We thank you, Lord, that because of them, we have an awesome, awesome call, and we get together as a family and love one another and pray for one another and rejoice one another. So, Lord, as the woman of God comes forward and she brings the word, we are trusting and we are believing, Lord, that it's going to change our life, that it's going to strengthen our life, that it's going to give us the peace that we need. It's going to release all those things, Lord God, that are not of you. It is going to show us, Father, what we need to do to continue moving forward, finishing our course, living victoriously in you. So, Master's Call, I am so glad that you are here with us. And, Lord God, we thank you for the Diaz-Darion family. We thank you, Lord, because many of us are here because of artist life. We thank you, Father. We honor you and we glorify your name in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And at this time, I'm going to say, I love you, and I'm calling the host forward. Are you there, victorious woman of God?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you very clear. Thank you so much, and I love you, Minister Willa.
I love you to the moon and back, sweetheart. Thank you. Well, good morning, my TMC family, and Minister Robin, thank you so much for greeting our family members and our brothers and sisters and for beginning our morning with that powerful prayer. Well, this is Minister Willa here in Tampa, Florida, gorgeous Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this is the Master's Call, and we are so excited to have you join us every Monday through Friday morning. You could have chosen any other way to start your day. However, you chose your day. You decided to seek God's face first, and so we are just so excited about that. Here at the Master's Call, it's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Master's Call, can you believe it was started over 6 years ago by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon? And the mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a foundational scripture as well, and that can be found at Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We praise the Lord for his word, and we pray this praise the Lord for modern technology, because if by any chance you are not able to get this word right now or you want to share it with someone, you can always go back and pick up the playback by going to our phone number that we have here for the Master's Call, and that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Now, that is the number if you want to call in, like for today, like you did already. However, if you want to catch the message a little bit later today, if you want to share it with someone, that number is 712-432-0075. And it's the same PIN code as I just told you, and that is 957-677-POUND. Another thing that we love to do here on the Master's Call is we are a place of prayer. So if you have any prayer requests or any praise reports that you want to share with us, we welcome you to do that at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And on Fridays, we always open the lines after our time together right now. To do your live praise reports and your prayer requests. But as I said, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports at any other time, please feel free to contact us at info@themasterscall.net. And you know what? If you miss any of these messages that we have from the inception of this call, you can go to info@themasterscall.net to retrieve, to listen to any of the messages we have there. Now, the Master's Call, I'm going to tell you, our friends and family members, being a greeter, as you heard Minister Robin do, and hosting the call as you hear me doing right now, it's not an invitation-only opportunity. We welcome you to be a greeter. We welcome you to be a host, as you hear me doing. Or even if God has given you a word that you want to share with you, we would be so excited to hear about that. And you can let us know by contacting Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our wonderful prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, at info@themasterscall.net. And they would be so happy, and I can guarantee you, you will hear back from them really, really fast. Well, the company that knitted us together is a Christian-owned company called Artist International, and it's now called Artist Life. And it was founded over 20 years ago by the D.A. de Leon family in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it has changed so many lives, and so we are just so thankful to the D.A. de Leon family. In addition, the New Morning Motivational Call, which is a call where you can go on and hear all about how to run your business successfully, is held Monday through Friday. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. If you know of anyone who wants to get on this call but cannot get on it for one reason or another, there is a bridge number that they can call. And that bridge number is 518-333-1522. Again, 518-333-1522. And just follow the prompt. Well, I am going to get out of the way because I want to introduce our speaker, who is a woman of God. She is no stranger at all to the Master's Call, and we are always so blessed when she comes to bring the message to us, a word that's straight from the throne room of God, and that is our very own Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis. Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st. And from the very beginning, she seemed destined to be another statistic. But what the devil meant for bad, God meant it for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and at 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by the age of 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2014 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the loss, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonya has over 12 years of experience being youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almiri Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed Tabernacle Assistant for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she earned her master's degree in special education and graduated magna cum laude. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity, with high distinction. She also has completed 1 year of coursework, and I'm sure it's been more than that since I received her bio and her residency toward a doctorate in education. She had a successful radio ministry. She's traveled preaching the gospel. She's trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue and prepared those who are called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach. She is a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor. She's a pastor, and she is also our friend. And I feel like if we were in a room right now, we would all stand to give Pastor LaVonya Lewis a standing ovation. We love you so much, Pastor LaVonya. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. We are so grateful for this call, and God bless all of you who have made the decision to start their morning with the Word of God and with divine instruction on how to start your day. Bless God for all who made this call possible, for my sisters, our Mother Eagles. I come to you this morning from Las Vegas, Nevada, the home of our beloved Diaz de Leon family, and to all of you, I'm native of Las Vegas, born and raised, for those of you who don't know me. And so it's my honor to be on this call and to come from the other side of the desert, as we call it, and bring you the Word of God. This morning, I come to you to encourage your heart and to remind you of who you are in Jesus and what exactly it is that he has in store for you, and why it is that you're still here, why it is that the last situation didn't take you out, why is it that the plots the enemy had for you did not succeed, why is it that you're still successful, and why is it that even though you may not feel like a success, that the Father sees you as a success, why is it that there's still divine appointment on your life? And so the Lord had been dealing with me in regardless to this word that we call pleroma, and it is Greek meaning fullness or completed or a state of being filled. And so when we think about the word, this word fullness, we have to understand that when the Lord created us and when the creation happened in the Garden of Eden, that everything we needed, everything we wanted, desired, and had necessity for was there. And here God took explicit time. He took, he was meticulous in making sure that there was everything that there was possibly needed for us. He separated the day from the night, and he separated the firmament from the waters, and the beast of the air, the beast of the field, and those of the water. And so he decided, he created and made this thing, and then he decided to make man, and then out of man make woman. And so he was very strategic in his plans and his setup for how we were to live and to be designed and to have meaning and to have dominion and to have our being. And so here we understand that it was because of the fall, because of our disobedience in the garden, that we fell away from that. But God is such a good God, and that he restored us through the work of the cross, and he restored us through the blood of Jesus, and that everything in us, again, everything that you need is already in you. God said, look, I've given you a fullness. I've given you, Luke describes it in 10 and 19, that he gave back our dominion to us, that we are to rule and to reign. And so the reason why you're still here, and the reason why the plots of the enemy, the plan of the enemy could not take you out when it wanted to, is because God said, I have created a fullness inside of you, and there's still domination that I need you to have. There's still ruling and reigning that I need you to do. There's still a work that I have for you to do. And in the book of Ephesians, Paul describes and talks to the Christian, and he describes the Christian church, and he said, look, that we are the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says, look, we, and then again in 4:13, he goes on to describe the fullness of Christ. So what is the fullness of Christ? It just literally means that it's the state of Christian maturity in which the believers are no longer tossed to and fro and carried by every wind and doctrine. Look, we are not the ones that the enemy could just have us have a way like a little Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Ann doll where he just has us as a toy and plays. You ever see little kids? I was a teacher before. I'm a retired teacher, and so I've taught for many years, and I remember having the dollies out, and my students would just play with them and flip-flop them around, and they just, you know, would drag them through the mud, through the dirt, and you try to teach them, no, that's not the way you handle it. But because they were immature, they didn't know how to handle the things that they were given. And so here the Bible is telling us and decreeing to us that we're not those dolls that we could just be tossed to and fro and just moved about, but when we reach a fullness, when we understand that we have the fullness of Christ inside of us, when we understand that every mature work is in us, and every ready hand, that we're supposed to have the hand of a ready writer, that we're supposed to be ready to go when God said, look, I need you to move, and I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, that we have a maturity in us that looks at, and then when people come to us and say, well, this is the doctrine, and this is what God is saying, this is what God is saying, that we're mature enough to go back to our word and look and read the word of God for ourselves and understand that, no, that's not what God is saying. What God is saying is this and such. And so what happens with the fullness of God is that we understand that we are mature in him and that we're grown in him and that we're growing up, because there comes a time where we stop being the children of God and we become the bride of Christ. That we become married to him, that we become joined to him, that we become connected to him, and that when he comes back to pick us up and to get us, that we'll be ready, we'll be adorned as a bride because we've moved in the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ, I mean, there is nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. And so we understand that, look, every need is met, every sickness is healed, that God is greater and bigger than any sickness, any illness, any ailment. He's bigger and greater than any debt that you may have accrued, or he's bigger than any situation that may be, whatever the situation that you find yourself facing. Look, you have the fullness of Christ. And so what that means is, look, that my faith becomes active. I'm not just a child that just is not understanding the power of God, but I'm reaching maturity and I'm understanding, look, that I am in the fullness of God and that what God has for me, nothing and no one can keep me from it. The fullness of God, as Paul continues to describe to the church of Ephesus, says, look, in chapter 3 and 15 through 19, Paul goes on to say, look, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Not your riches and not what you think you deserve or not what anyone else thinks you deserve, but look, that you'll be granted blessings based on the riches of our God. And look, your God is powerful. Your God is amazing. And your God sure enough got riches. And so it causes you, when you walk in the fullness of God, you recognize that, look, I'm not just operating off of my mere wages. I'm not operating on my income. I'm not operating on just the little checks I get every month. I'm operating in the riches of his glory. And so it says, look, Paul went on to say, look, be strengthened with the might of his spirit in the inner man. And so I want to tell you this morning, be strengthened in your inner man. That no matter what the situation is that you're looking at or whatever's facing you right now, because we don't know. Many of you on this call are silent sufferers. No one will ever know the situation going on in your life because you won't tell anybody. And you'll suffer in silence. But can I come this morning to encourage your heart and let you know that in the fullness of God, there is strength in your inner man. That look, Paul goes on to say that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Look, the fullness of God looks as you're mature enough to understand the height and the depth of God, that you'll stop seeing things in your own eyes. You'll stop seeing them with your own mind. You'll stop trying to perceive and figure out things which are in your own carnality and in your own flesh and in your own finite nature, and that in the fullness of God, you'll tap in. You'll say, look, God, I want to see things the way you see them. I want to understand the way you understand. In the fullness of God, look, I have full expression, God. I have power. I have angels at my beck and call. Now, look, I can tell God, I can send angels to tell God, look, send angels to protect. Send angels to cover. In the fullness of God, look, I have a balance in my spirit, man. I'm not just upset one day and excited the next day, and then whatever the weather is. I don't know about what state and city you live in, but I know here in Las Vegas we call it bipolar weather, because one minute it'll be burning hot, and the next minute it'll be windy, and then it'll be cloudy and rainy, and it'll be back hot again. And so, see, there's no balance. You can't gauge off that. And so sometimes our spirits will get like that. Sometimes your spirit will get off balance, and you'll move and flow as your situations move and flow. So if you get good news today, you're excited. But then next thing you know, when you get a bad call, now you're back depressed again. And so, see, look, God said, look, in the fullness of me, I need you to have a balance. I need you to stay consistent. So that means no matter what the situation is coming your way, look, my God, no matter what comes your way or what is thrown your way or what the enemy tries to plot and plan, look, you'll remain consistent in me. You'll say, look, all things are working for my good, because God, look, he's intentional with me. You'll start singing worship songs. You'll start getting that thing in your spirit, and you'll say, look, I don't care what it looks like, feels like, tastes like, smells like. Look, I know God is working things out for my good. I know God's going to make a way. I'm not upset. I'm not allowing my spirit to go into depression. Look, because I'm working in the fullness. Tell yourself, I'm working in the fullness of God. My God, I've gotten excited this morning because I know that God says, look, I have filled you and I've given you possessions of Christ. I want you to operate in the attributes of Christ. And when you are working out the attributes of Christ, you don't let things upset you so easily. You have a balance in your spirit. You operate in the steps God has planned for you no matter what comes your way. So no matter what wind blows, look, you still work in your steps. No matter what good news or bad news, you still operated your steps. Well, what's my steps, Pastor LaVonna? I'm glad you asked. Your steps are, look, what God has mandated for you to do. So if God says you're supposed to preach, I don't care how you feel. There are many mornings I don't feel well. There are many times when it's time for me to call to preach and to call to give a word that my physical body says no. But my spirit, being in the fullness of Christ, says yes. This is something we need to do. This is something we have to do. This is something we must do. This is our call. This is it up to you. Look, your fullness of Christ has nothing to do with how you feel or think about the matter. I've told you before, your feelings can lie to you. And so I want you to understand that, look, when you are complete in him, look, you have maturity, but that maturity brings power. And so when you're operating in power and you're operating in the fullness of God, you understand clearly that, look, God wants the best for me. He's looking for me to rule. He's looking for me to reign. He's looking for me to have dominion. Look, Ephesians, let me read Ephesians 4:13 for you. It says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Look, what is Paul saying? Paul said, look, when you are walking in the fullness of Christ and you're reaching your level of maturity in God, what will happen is, look, you'll walk in unity of faith. Look, you won't have issues with your brothers and sisters. Not saying that everything they do you'll agree with, but when you walk in the fullness of God, you recognize that there's a greater work I got to do, and the greater work that I must do that Christ told me, it means that I can't have a beef and an ought with you all the time. I can't constantly be in conflict with my brethren because I got work to do. There is a fullness I need to be obtained. And so there's a unity that says, look, that we're going to still work this thing together, and we're going to believe God to bring peace. We're going to believe God that, look, I'm not going to be at odds with you.
that we are walking, we got things we got to do. There is totality and completeness in me, that I'm not lacking, and there's not gaping holes in me, and there's not me always wanting and always needing. I know sometimes it feels like you're always wanting, you're always being in need, but can I speak to you and let you know that no, you won't, that there's coming a time where every need, every want, every desire, every divine desire, God is getting ready to come and bring it to pass. And he's getting ready to fill you. And you're going to be total and you're going to be complete. Repeat that. Say, I am total and I am complete because I walk in the fullness of Christ. I want you to be blessed. I want you to understand that you are God's. I want you to understand that he has total control over every situation and that he wants you operating in the fullness of him. Be balanced and understand God has this all under control. God bless you. Be blessed today.
Thank you so much, Co-Pastor LaVonya, for that rich, rich word. And let us all go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning thanking you so much for Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis, for bringing the word of God, Lord, for letting us know that we are full in you and that we walk in total and complete. Our walk is total and complete because we walk in the fullness of Christ. Father, we thank you for touching her with such an anointed word this morning. Now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to fill her up, continue to use her like only you can use her in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much that she stopped by our way now to bless her entire family. Lord, bless her ministry. Bless the church, we pray. Now, God, we just thank you so much that you are not a bipolar God. And, Father, because you are not a bipolar God, we are not to be bipolar children because we are an image of Christ's likeness. So as we feast on the word, Lord, and as we get it deep down into our spirits, into our hearts, Lord, cause us to walk like you. Cause us to be like you. And we know, Lord, that this word we got this morning will enable us to do so. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for the B.A.S. De Leon family, Lord, for just giving us an opportunity, giving us a platform to get together here this morning. Lord, we lift up each and every prayer request. We thank you for each and every praise report. We lift up those, oh God, who may be experiencing some type of illness, as I call them. They are blessed to be well. We lift up Minister Kai's mother, Lord, as she goes into surgery this morning. Father, we thank you for having your hands of protection all over her. We thank you, Lord, that you told us in your word that he who abides in secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So right now, Lord, as they are prepping her for surgery, Lord, as they're getting her ready, your spirit is all over that room. Your angels have already gone ahead. Your angels have already made every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. So we thank you, Lord, that she and all others who are going through any kind of surgery, who are going through any kind of situation, Lord, with their health, Lord, because you said healing is the children's bread, that you are just raining it down on them right now. Father, we thank you for getting each and every family member back from Los Angeles, the safely, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those who are experiencing some kind of financial situation. You said the cows on a thousand hills belong to you. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to you. You said that you make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. So we are claiming that right now in Jesus' name. Father, we're praying for families. We're praying for this nation. We're calling it all out before you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just ask that you would help us to be the agents of change because it all begins with us. Because of you who lives in us, we can do that. We give you praise right now, oh God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my CMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message this morning. I just know you will. So as we said before, to hear the playback, you can go to 712-435-1085, and the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember to go to the New Morning Motivational Call this morning, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PAN code is 294-617-POUND. I'll say that again, 712-770-4005, and the PAN code is 294-617-POUND. 617-617-617-pound. Again, my family, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Minister Robin, for hosting, for greeting us this morning. And thank you for just everything you do for the Master's Call. Again, Pastor, Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis, thank you. And I will now call you back for our closing benediction. But as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to love to yours, I love me some you. God bless you. And now, Pastor LaVonya.
Lord, we thank you, Father, for your word, yes, that we are walking in the fullness of you. Thank you, God, for creating us with totality. Thank you for giving us dominion and rule. Father, help us as we go out on our day that every spiritual necessity we can find in you. And Lord, we thank you for totality. We thank you for unity among the brethren. And we thank you that we are full and complete, and that we serve a God who is all principality, that is ruler of all principalities and have all power, head of all power. In your name we glorify, we glory, and we give you glory, and we walk in your path, and we walk in the steps that you have laid out, that you have led out for us. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so. Amen.
Amen.